Bitcoin, have you heard? It's making a comeback. The price of the digital currency has surged more than 50% this week alone, partly fueled by the EU's classification of Bitcoin as a currency and not a commodity. So, Nicole, is this market still particularly prone to volatility? You know, back in 2013, it went from $13 to a high of $1,100 before it crashed, reminding us all of the tech bubble, right? This was the Bitcoin bubble.
Right. So it's come up a lot, but still well off those highs. Very volatile, thinly traded, thinly understood, frankly. And so I think in an industry like this, you have to understand that there's going to be a lot of volatility. You know, I personally am much more intrigued by the euro almost coming to parity with the dollar as we're getting easing in Europe and potential raising rates in the U.S. That to me is a little easier to understand.
Not many people understand it. And if it is to become an established currency, it's going to need precisely what it got from the EU this week. This is precisely the type of voice that the Bitcoin needs in order to be recognized and for people to make an effort to understand how it impacts their life, their dollar, their currency of choice.
And to legitimize it. It's still on the road of being legitimized.
And importantly, the IRS said it was not a currency. So certainly a long road ahead, you know, that it was property, a long road ahead in this country.